could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets. And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us from East West Animal Hospital out of Lutz, Florida is
Dr. Linda Register.
Here to answer your medical questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney at CRN, and she'll put you on the air with us. The show is produced here at the farm by
Michael Haybrick.
Thank you, Michael. And brought to you by SCOE 10X, the ultimate odor eliminator. Guaranteed to take out odors. Urine, feces, vomit, even skunk. You can only get it at SCOE10X.com, S-C-O-E number 10X.com. Also, don't forget, coming in September 30th of next year, well, this year actually, it is 2026. So we're going to Italy. So if you want to join us on Colette Tours, give them a call at 800-581-8942, booking number 1382-009. You can also find it at TalkinPets.com. And Good Pets Foods, natural supplements and treats for your dog. You can get 10% off by using the word pets in the promo box at GoodPetsFoods.com. Pick up the phone, give us a call. We want to talk to you about your pets. This is Talkin' Pets. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
And Dr. Linda Register.
Michael Hambrick.
I think that is like one of the most beautiful songs that I've heard, not even understanding the language, because it is the song by Zoe Saldana, and she is one of the actresses in the movie Avatar, Fire and Ash. And this is one of the songs from the film, which, as of today, I was told, it broke the $1 billion mark.
Wow.
Pick up the phone, give us a call, and if you're going to the movies, by the way, your top five movies as of last week were...
What he's asking us, but I assure you we are to the maximus. Watching all the trailers is half the fun. Hope I don't have to pee till the movie's done. Close episode.
so sticky. What the heck? Stuck in this hall of sadness and my shoes are all checked. Always looking to my seat.
So if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, you may want to check out these top five movies as of last week. And, of course, back up on number one is Avatar, Fire and Ash. Domestically, it's made $319 million in 3 weeks. I'd like to have that salary.
Yeah.
But $1 billion worldwide. So it is in the billion-dollar club. Also, the other two movies by Avatar were also very high in the billion-dollar mark, and Avatar Fire and Ash is still going. There are animals in the movie. If you can explain what they are, good luck. But there are some kind of dragon-looking things and that they fly on and all. So, but there are like whale-like creatures, mm-hmm. and the message they give about those whales, that we are killing them off in our oceans, mm-hmm. Is very important. Zootopia 2, animals in that whole animated film, and I'll tell you, Zootopia knows how to do it, because $368 million in 6 weeks. And actually, the original Zootopia was in the billion-dollar club as well. So, it looks like Zootopia 2 is going to have the same effect. The Housemaid, $81 million in 3 weeks. It was a pretty interesting film. A little weird, but it was good. But women will appreciate it because the whole movie is about women power. So, The Housemaid. Number four, Marty Supreme. I heard it's doing really well. And based on the box office, $61 million in 3 weeks. That's not too bad for ping pong. But, you know, Timothée Chalamet stars in it. And, of course, whatever he seems to touch lately is gold. And Anaconda. And, of course, there are animals in that. They're called Big Bold Snakes, mm-hmm. and that is number five at $49 million in 2 weeks. I know, Michael, you wanted to see that movie.
Yeah, I did.
I did, too.
Yeah.
They didn't screen it.
I know.
Which makes me think that maybe it wasn't going to be that good. But
Wicked Stay was the original one, was like a thriller horror type thing, and this is a comedy one, which really baffles me.
I feel like it's in the vein of like Tropic Thunder, so I thought it could be kind of
I could see that.
I mean, Tropic Thunder was kind of a smooth, like a Vietnam movie, but not one in particular. This one is particularly of Anaconda.
So I did get to screen a film this week, and they had two movies at the same time, but I chose to go to Primate to screen that one. I will tell you, during that film, I swear, I forgot to breathe.
Oh, no.
It is so intense and so disturbing.
Oh, gosh.
You know, the weird part was I didn't jump. I wasn't scared, but I was disturbed.
You said it was pretty graphic.
Yeah. It's graphic. It's gory. It's horror. And it's basically set up, and I don't think I'm giving anything away on this because it's kind of in the trailers. But this girl, this family, her and her dad is deaf, so he's sign language, and the young girl, the daughter, they live with a monkey, a chimpanzee that the mother had been working with, because she was a veterinarian or something, a scientist. And she had passed. Mm. So the chimpanzee stayed with the dad and the daughter. The other daughter, second daughter, was out to school in college. So the whole story evolves around the second daughter coming home to visit with friends. Stay at the dad's house because the dad was going, he was famous and he was going away on business. Well, Ben, the chimp, that's his name, Ben, ends up getting rabies.
Oh, my God.
And so, and in Hawaii, where the movie takes place, there is actually...
There's no rabies.
So that is like a negative if you know about it or whatever, but it doesn't matter. It's a movie. But there is no rabies in Hawaii. They haven't found it. And that was... Well, that is actually brought up in the film, come to think of it, when they have a mongoose test it for rabies because Ben had the dead mongoose in his enclosure. And that's how Ben gets rabies. And so at that point, I will say the movie's a little slow for the first 15 minutes to set it up. And once it starts, hold on to your seat because this movie is gory.
Okay, I think I need to see this movie just to tear it apart because I think there may be some flaws in it.
Oh, no.
Well, you know what? The thing is, though, I know where you're going with it. And I did say there were a couple things that were flaws in the movie when I did my review at TalkinPets.com. You can read it, or at Talkin' Pets Radio. But the thing is that it's a film, and I would tell you, they were right. A chimpanzee, in a matter of a second, can literally rip your face off, let alone your body. And this chimpanzee decides to do that.
Oh, nice.
To a number of people. And it's very graphic. So, if you go see Primate,
okay,
and you want a horror, and you want something that's going to be, like, you're going to be holding onto that seat and forget to breathe like I did, go see Primate.
Yikes.
Okay, so there are mongooses in Hawaii. That was my first thing. Are there mongooses in Hawaii? I've never heard of a mongoose in Hawaii.
Well, they're there.
I guess they are.
We're going to take a break and we come back. More of Talkin' Pets, but check out my review at TalkinPets.com under Movie Reviews. This is Talkin' Pets. Thinking about the loving I've missed. Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942, and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
In the know, I'm Janet Simmons. BuzzRx medical advisor, Dr. Cedric Jamie Rutland, pulmonary, critical care, and internal medicine physician, shares how you can stay healthy and save money this allergy season.
Spring is notorious for high pollen levels, which can be especially difficult for people with seasonal allergies. Treatment often involves avoiding known allergens and using antihistamines, decongestants, or corticosteroid nasal sprays.
Asthma treatment focuses on controlling airway inflammation and preventing flare-ups.
Using inhaled corticosteroids or rescue inhalers may be a part of your asthma control routine. Check out BuzzRx, a simple solution for saving money on prescription medications. It's a free prescription discount card and app service that allows users to save up to 80% on their medications.
People with a monthly prescription refill can save an average of $1,100 annually. Download the BuzzRx app or visit BuzzRx.com to learn more.
The Kahanapali Beach Resort on Maui is open, and we are welcoming guests. All properties are taking reservations now. Come visit. Go to KahanapaliResort.com. Experience Kahanapali Beach Resort on the tropical west side of Maui, just a short drive from the airport. All highways are open. A collection of relaxing resort properties, our award-winning beach, delectable dining, world-class restaurants and activities for everyone, snorkeling, surfing, sailboating, water sports of all kinds, beach and ocean dining, stargazing, beautiful sunsets every night, golf, sun, fun, food, wine, and all in paradise. Visit Kaanapali Beach Resort on Maui. Relax. Reservations are now available. Start with a visit to KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com. The Kaanapali Beach Resort is waiting for you.
chain shattered records by paying a staggering $3.24 million or 510 million yen for a single bluefin tuna at Tokyo's famed New York Fish auction. The top bidder for the prize 536-pound tuna was Kayamura Corporation, the Tokyo-based operator of popular sushi chain Sushi Zanmai. The bid broke Kayamura's previous record of 2.1 million, 333.6 million yen in 2019. Kayamura owner Kiyoshi Kimura told reporters that he did not expect to pay so much for the fish, but the price shot up before you knew it. I thought that the winning bid would come in a little lower, maybe around 400 million or 300 million yen, but it turned out to be over 500 million. Kimura, known as the Tuna King, told reporters. The prize fish was caught off the coast of Oma in northern Japan, a region famed for producing some of the country's best tuna. It fetched about $13,360 or 2.1 million yen per kilogram, or roughly $6,060 per pound. It's in part for good luck, but when I see a good-looking tuna, I can't resist. I haven't sampled it yet, but it's got to be delicious, Kimura said. The massive tuna was taken to Sushi Zamai's flagship restaurant, then sliced and distributed to locations nationwide. Kimura said the tuna will be served to customers at standard menu prices. Visit Talking Pets for more news and join our social media family at Talking Pets Radio. For Talking Pets, I'm Dr. Linda Register.
There's a singing single, a selling celebrity. There's a rage in marriage. There's a gravin' gravy. There's a dumpin' dumpling, a liver in delivery. There's a pay in every patriot, and a spit in hospitality. But there's a tuna, there's a tuna, there's a tuna in every opportunity. Trump, White, or Abercorn, guess who's knocking at your door? It's the tuna.
So I gotta ask you, that you probably didn't see a picture of that tuna, but that thing was huge.
I did see a picture
of it. Oh, did you?
Yes. I saw it earlier in the week. Yeah, it was huge.
But can you imagine it goes for that amount of money? I mean, I know tuna is expensive, but I didn't think it was that expensive.
It was a record.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, wow. That's a lot of money, though, for tuna. But, hey, people like sushi.
Agreed, and I do not eat raw tuna. I do not eat sashimi.
Raw tuna is the only thing I eat. I don't eat anything else raw. But I do like it better when it's seared, the tuna.
Well, that's not raw.
Well, it is in the middle. That,
it is in the middle, but that's not raw. It's cooked on the outside.
But I've had raw, too. So it's not bad. But, you know, I like my food cooked, though. If I'm
I like all my meats cremated.
Well, that's special. No.
I like char on it. I like the taste of char. Yes, I know it's cancer-causing, but I like the taste of char.
Anyway, on that note,
let the games begin!
And once again, the number is 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call, because it's Name This Animal Sound. And if you can name what this animal is, you can choose a prize. You can go with SCOE 10X, the ultimate odor eliminator. Don't forget, if you won in the last 90 days, let somebody else win, or pick something you haven't won. And there's a 1 year on the SCOE 10X. So, the SCOE 10X, you can go with that if you haven't won it before. It will take out anything in your home, your office, wherever, and your car. Actually, you can spray it down your garbage disposal drain. It works well in that, too. We also do have Good Pets Foods. We have supplement dog treats that will go out to you if you want those. We have the Pets, Pets, Pets book by Chicken Soup for the Soul. We have Gino Sasani's CD on reptiles. It's a music CD, and it's called In Cold Blood. From Silly Beads by Kayla, we have a Starbucks tumbler bracelet, I guess, what you call it. We have the Kansas City ink pen for the Kansas City Chiefs. We do have a keychain on Morgan Wallen country singer. And we do have a badge holder that can go out to you as well. And we do have a bottle of CBD for small dogs and cats, so you can give it to either or. And we have a calendar on hippos, if you want to go with that for 2026 from Workman Publishing. If you can identify this sound. What creature makes that sound? What is it? 818-818-6401.
Obviously promoting Rice Krispies, it sounded like to me.
So what animal do you think it might be? I'm not going to say you're right or wrong.
It sounded like really sick snap, crack, and pop. Hmm.
What do you think, Michael?
I don't know.
Okay, I'll give you a little bit of a hint.
Yes, please.
They're large.
Okay.
And they're herbivores.
Okay.
Native to Africa and Asia.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
818-818-6401. You can win a prize if you know what it is. Now, if I didn't, I know what it is because I'm playing it. But if I didn't know what it was, I would almost go with a duck.
I was thinking bird at first. But,
you know, the reason why I said duck is because I know that's wrong, and that, because a duck is not a large animal. And
snap, crackle, and pop aren't large animals either. They're kind of small.
And not known to Africa and Asia like this creature is.
Oh, no?
818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. We're going to first go to Christy in Oregon, has a question about cats for Dr. Linda. Hey, Christy, how you doing? Welcome to Talking Pets.
Doing all right. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course, anytime.
I have a cat that I rescued that had obviously been abandoned, but he was chipped. I called the number, and those people said, we're in the Caribbean, don't want to be bothered. So anyway, I have him now for 3 years. He's 4 years old. And kind of out of nowhere, he is biting and scratching me. And he's drawing blood. And right now, I have 4 injuries on my left arm. He behaves as though He's really
aggressive?
He's aggressive. That's right. It's not a love bite, you know.
Okay.
And so, on that note, Chrissy, hold on, because we're going to come right back to you after the break, because I'm curious to know what Dr. Linda is going to say and what I'm going to say. So we'll talk to you about it, and we got to take a little break when we come back. We'll continue on with Christy in Oregon and her cat, aggressive cat. Pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. This is Talking Pets.
I can be so warm and tender, call me. Don't be afraid, you can call me. Maybe it's late, but just call me.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, friends. John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated, and it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today, and that's SCOE10X.com.
Is gold on a roll? How about silver? Should you buy or sell? Buying precious metals may be just the right thing for you in these uncertain financial times. Bitcoin could also be just the right investment for you right now. And what about stocks? There are some terrific sleepers out there. You need help and information. If you want to understand and predict the investment markets, precious metals, crypto, equities, real estate, and truly understand the coming digital currency world, get informed. Subscribe to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get your free financial report at the same time. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com. That's strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Get informed and download your free financial report today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
Late July in Queens, New York, 29-year-old Isaiah Gurley admitted to brutally kicking his friend's pit bull to death while pet-sitting. After killing the dog, he stole oil from a deli, dragged the dog's body to a residential street in South Ozone Park, and set it on fire. Actions captured on surveillance video. Gurley was arrested after being recognized by a witness, but was released pending trial due to New York bail laws. He faces charges including aggravated animal cruelty, arson, reckless endangerment, and petite larceny, which could carry a sentence of up to 2 years in prison. Queens District Attorney Melinda Gatz strongly condemned the crime, calling it heartbreaking and emphasizing that animals deserve proper care and protection. Please read more and sign the petition to make sure that this criminal is persecuted at www.animalvictory.org. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our social media family at Talking Pets Radio. Reporting, I'm Michael Hambrick.
Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
And Dr. Linda Register.
Michael Hambrick.
We're going to go out to Christy again in Oregon. Has an aggressive cat that tends to like to attack. And I'll feed it over to you first, Linda.
Yeah. Okay. So I got a couple questions because I want to make things clear. And first off, there is no quick fix for this. So you found this cat 3 years ago. Okay. Is he your only cat?
Yes.
Okay. How long ago did this attacking start?
maybe a year ago at the most.
Okay, so it's been going on for quite some time. First thing I would recommend doing is taking him into your vet and for him to have a full medical workup. Now, this is most likely behavioral. However, part of the medical workup is to make sure that there's nothing else medical going on. And if he needs medications, depending on what the behavioral diagnosis is, to make sure that his system is good enough to go on the medications. What part of the country are you in?
I'm on the West Coast, Oregon.
Oregon? Are you near a big city or no?
Not a big city.
Okay. Because you may need to get services from a veterinary behaviorist. And anytime there is a behavior issue, it is sometimes required to have a combination of not only medication, but behavioral training modification as well.
I got a question for you, Christy. It's a male cat, you said?
Yes.
And he's neutered, right?
Yes.
Okay. And are there any cats outside the windows that he looks at, or?
There's only one other cat in my building, and I haven't even seen it yet. So there may be one wandering once in a while, but.
See, there's a difference between, if there's a stray cat is usually one that's abandoned. A feral cat are usually the ones that are born out there. And with a feral cat, it's hard to change their behaviors at times. And if he's being aggressive, it may be because he wants his way, his way would be actually to go outside, because that's what he was used to.
Well, it could also be a form of redirected aggression. He could see a cat or sense a cat outside, and because he can't get to it to protect his territory, it's being redirected to you. So it's kind of like, you know, say you're married and your husband comes home from work and he yells and screams at you and the kids and throws things around because he's mad at his boss because something bad happened at work. It's kind of like that similar situation. It could also be a form of play aggression. Depending on what type of enrichment and everything is being offered to him. Do you live in an apartment?
I do live in a one-bedroom apartment. Okay. I think he needs to be able to go outside, but he's not allowed outside of my building.
Yeah, I'm not.
What about if you walk him on a leash? The cats they don't like it at first, but they can get used to a harness and being walked on a leash.
And definitely do a harness if you are going to walk him on a leash. But the thing is that I'm not big on cats going outside, but because you originally adopted him from being outside, that could be instilled with him as that's what he's looking for. And if he hears a cat out there or smells a cat or sees a cat, that could be part of the problem. But I would actually, like Dr. Linda said, but my question is, when does he scratch you or does he bite you?
Sounds like he does both.
Mm-hmm.
And you said it draws blood. So when he does is it out of nowhere? He just comes at you?
You know, if I have a couch with two recliners, one at each end, if I'm sitting in one, then he'll jump on me and scratch me or bite me. And then I moved to the other one. But he's really fast. And he's young. He's like 4 years old. So he's got a lot of energy.
What floor do you live on? And do you have a porch?
Balcony.
No, nothing. I'm on the second floor.
You're on the second floor. No porch or balcony. Yeah. So I would see. Yeah. I would still get him checked out by a vet.
Yes.
I would still recommend dealing with a veterinary behaviorist. Keep in mind, that is different than a trainer. Not a lot of people deal with cats. So a veterinary behaviorist is a veterinarian who specializes in behavior issues with dogs and cats or whatever animal.
And one of the things that I want to tell you is that it's always been recommended from day one with me, from doctors and trainers and so on and so forth, is if you have one cat, you should have two. Because they'll take out the aggression on each other, they'll play with each other, and they won't necessarily take it out on you. And I say necessarily meaning that you might get in the way. But the thing is that he's the only cat that's in that household with you. So that he might be showing that aggression because he does want a companion. And that's totally up to you if you want to go that route. But I would work with him in terms of get him checked out from the vet, like Dr. Linda said. But on the behavior side of it, give him a distraction. If you know that he's looking at you, and usually a cat will, the tail will twitch or the ears will go back, that's when they're ready to pounce.
Right, his eyes are really big.
Right, and they'll get big, big, and yeah.
They get stimulated. And also looking...
I want to finish on that. Use like a penny can, like take an empty Coke can and put some pennies in it, or a spray bottle, something to distract what you know he's going to do. And that will deter his behavior. Now, in the long term, I don't know if you want to sit there and shake a penny can for the rest of your life, but he might pick up on that. But then again, like I said, you may want to look into a second cat, but to make sure there's nothing going on internally, because cats, like any animal, like it's kind of like talking to animals, basically, like Dr. Linda said. It could be a medical thing. If he's in pain and he's expressing it to you with that reason to say, hey, I need help.
Well, he also may need some more environmental enrichment. And I mean, there's a lot that goes into that. But you could also go online to look up Cat Initiative, which is with Ohio State University Vet School. And they've done a lot of studies on ways that you can help enrich the environment, which kind of includes, you know, like not just scratching posts, but also looking out of the window and games and stuff that you can play with them as well to help enrich the environment. I understand where John is going with another cat. That is not always the answer. And being you're in a one bedroom apartment, what you have to be cognizant of is each cat needs a certain amount of space. My personal experience with my cats, I feel each cat needs approximately 500 square feet of living space. Mm-hmm. Now, that doesn't mean you can't necessarily have two cats. If you go that route, I would advise getting with a rescue group and seeing if you can foster to adopt. Because
right.
when you bring another
Good
cat
idea.
In, there is,
conflict.
You're not going to get along right away. You got to do gradual introductions, and it doesn't always work out for whatever reason. That way, if you're fostering, you're not necessarily committed to keeping the cat. And
right.
then,
right.
And then the rescue can find a home for it. If it works out, then you could be what we call a foster fail. You adopt a cat. And I can't tell you how many times my household has been a foster fail.
I've actually adopted three cats from rescues and not at the same time. And so I had to introduce them. And the one that I brought in was my cat Summer. And for some reason, she would just like scratch me or bite me. And it took a period of time. Now, granted, you've had this cat for a while, but it did take a period of time where Summer got used to me and the other cats that were already in the house. So there is that amount of time, but you've had yours for quite a bit. So I would look in, like, take the step, go to a vet, have it checked, make sure nothing's going on inside, because if it is in pain, it could be reaching out for that reason. I love the idea that Linda said about the foster. That's a great idea, because this way you're not stuck with another cat if they don't get along, but you can't say in the first couple hours or first couple days that you're done, because cats do take time to get used to each other. But you might want to give that a shot. But first go the medical route, and then let us know how you make out. But try the penny can, the noisemaker, or the water bottle.
And you can also try pheromones as well. I recommend Feel Away. You could do it as a diffuser in the house, and that can sometimes help with anxiety in cats.
Feel Away.
F-E-L-I-W-A-Y.
Feel Away. It's Feel Away. There's another one, too.
There's various different ones. I think Feel Away is probably one of the best ones on the market, and they have diffusers that can help with that.
Okay.
You can also try adding Rescue Remedy to his water.
Oh, yes. I have actually used that with other cats before. I didn't think about that.
Try it out. Let us know how you make out with it. Thanks,
yeah,
Christy.
I tried everything that you've said, except the Feel Away and getting another cat, because I'm in HUD housing, and they only allow one animal. I've never...
Yeah, well, that could be a problem, too. But we got to take a break. We'll be right back. This is Talkin' Pets.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942 and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at ruthschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X. And that's SCOE 10X. The best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
Hello? Hello? Is anyone there?
Watermelon Meow Meow.
You know, I love this song, but when somebody's on hold, they're probably like, hello, I'm here, I'm here. Craig, are you there?
I'm there.
Thank you so much for holding
and being patient. We greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, Christy's case was kind of detailed. There was a lot going on. So
yeah, things like it.
So I'm going to ask you, the animal sound, I know you're calling on that, and what do you think this is?
I think it's a goose.
A goose.
Missed it by that much.
Oh. Since you've been holding, I'm going to give you a strike three. That was incorrect. Now, listen to the fact that I kind of gave out, the little clue. They're large, herbivorous mammals native to Africa and Asia. So think Africa, Asia, large, herbivorous mammal. Mm.
Yeah, so you didn't say mammal before.
I didn't.
Yeah, I know. He didn't say mammal before.
I didn't, but I'm giving you a bigger clue.
Yeah, I'm getting it. Gosh, now you really threw me.
Yeah. Okay, here's one more final hint. A group of these animals are known to be called a crash.
Ooh. Yeah, I know what it is now. When you said mammal, I knew what it was.
Crash. Think Africa. Asia. What do you think?
African Asian mammals. I'm
think large
I'm
animal.
Lost.
Think large yeah. animal. I think the easiest way to describe it would be like, what large animal is pretty prominent in Africa?
Well, the crash to me kind of gives it away.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well. I'm dumb, I guess.
Just guess. It doesn't hurt to guess.
Yeah, take a guess on any one of
it
the...
It doesn't hurt to be wrong. I'm wrong on these all the time. Trust me.
Well, I mean, there's lots of large mammals in Africa. I mean, but
they're also in Asia. That's a clue, too. Not yeah. all of the large mammals in Africa are in Asia.
They're also the white species of this creature... is known to be very endangered. I mean, I think there's maybe one or two left in the world.
And you don't want them to crash into you.
Definitely. Definitely
well,
not.
Well, you know, I don't know. I'll go with the water buffalo. Ooh.
No, you're doing it all wrong.
Okay, he's giving you one more. Three strikes. You have one more chance.
Okay, Craig, I'm going to give you a huge, huge hint because we're coming up close to the top. The huge hint is poachers will kill this animal and cut off their horn. You got to know it now.
Well, okay. So it's a rhinoceros?
Yes.
You got it.
Congratulations. So what do you want to go with, Craig?
That was painful.
That's a lot of work.
We were trying to give it to you because of you were holding for so long, and we appreciate that. But you got it.
A good sport.
So what do you want to go with?
Well, I have a cat and a dog. What do you have for a cat or a dog?
You can go with the SCOE 10X. So if you have a cat, SCOE 10X, even with dogs, it'll take out urine odor. It'll take out any kind of puke or anything to go with that. I'm a huge fan of SCOE 10X. And we do have the dog treats from Good Pets Foods, treat supplements.
Let's go with that. My German Shepherd is coming towards the end of her life, and I might need it.
Yeah, actually, with these treats, too, the supplements, the ones I'm going to send you are for hip and joint, daily probiotic, and multivitamins. So I'm going to send those out to you. So stay on the line and speak with Sydney, and we'll get your address there in Oregon, Craig.
All right, thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thanks.
And an applause for Craig. He was absolutely correct.
Yeah, good sport.
So
you know what's been coming up on my feed a lot is asking what a group of various animals are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And half the time, I really don't even, some of them I know, you know, like I know, like, you know, a group of lions is a pride. I know a group of crows is a murderer. Mm-hmm. Do you know what a group of ravens is called?
I mean, I know this, but it's, no, what is
it? I want to, I would have said murder.
No, because ravens are different.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like on the tip of my tongue. I swear we've done that before. What is it?
Yeah, we have.
It's a conspiracy.
Right. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
So you get the ravens and the crows together, and there's a conspiracy to commit murder. those birds.
Yep. Well, now we know. So, once again, you are listening to Talking Pets. So pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401, and we want to talk to you about your pets. So, you know, a monkey was caught after damaging a musical instrument store in Morristown, Tennessee, according to the Morristown Police Department. He says, "We are aware of the allegation that the animal was stolen, and we will be continuing the investigation." Now, around 8 a.m. last Sunday morning, MPD received a call saying that a cinnamon capuchin monkey had entered the trade center on South Cumberland Street in Morristown. MPD added that the monkey damaged the business and some instruments. It apparently damaged several computer keyboards and ripped into bags of chips as well. Animal control was called, but it was unable to capture the animal at that time. But later that night, the police confirmed it has been caught. You're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Oh, you want to go bananas? It's time for some monkey business. Let's dance.
You know, the funny part is with that story on the monkey, that's a capuchin monkey, which is very small. But in the beginning of this hour, when we were talking about the movie Primate and a chimpanzee, those guys are big.
And they're strong. They're very strong.
Extremely strong. Go see the movie. You'll know how strong, because they didn't hold back.
But with the monkey in the store, it reminds me of the article I saw about the raccoon that went in the liquor store and got drunk.
Yeah. You know? I saw that one.
Actually, we've covered that for a while, and it passed out next to the toilet, which I thought was hysterical.
Yeah.
But he lived, thank God. Hey, we're going to say goodbye for this hour of Talking Pets. Don't forget, spay and neuter your pets and help control the pet population. If you are looking to adopt a pet, go to your local rescue or shelter and get one there. I'm John Patch.
And Dr. Linda Register.
Michael Hambrick.
Bye for now.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.